Ever felt like life's a bit of a mysterious maze? Sometimes, we're on this path, and it feels like we're following invisible signs. We wonder, am I going the right way? It's a bit like solving a puzzle, but the prize is knowing we're on a path that God approves. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Let's dive into this adventure together, discovering the secret signs that tell us we're on the right track. Picture yourself in a forest surrounded by twists and turns. It's not about getting lost, but about finding assurance in the signs along the way. Join me on this journey as we uncover these special hints that God drops, letting us know we're heading in the direction He wants us to go. Divine alignment with Scripture. You know, when you're doing things that match up with what God says in the Bible, it's like having a big green light from Him. It's not just about reading the Bible, but actually doing the stuff it says. Imagine you're following a recipe. If you stick to the instructions, you'll end up with something delicious. The Bible's like our life recipe, and when we follow it, God says, "Hey, you're on the right path." Think about it this way. The Bible says to trust God with everything and not just rely on our own smarts. It's like having a friend who knows all the shortcuts in a game. When you trust God, it's like following His tips and things just seem to work out better. So, if what you're doing matches up with what's in the Bible, it's a high five from God saying, "You're on the right path, buddy." Inner peace beyond understanding. Have you ever felt super calm even when things around you are like a crazy roller coaster? Well, that calm feeling, when it seems to come out of nowhere, is like a cozy blanket from God. The Bible calls it peace, not just any peace, but a special kind that's like a superhero against worry and stress. Picture this, you're playing a game, and suddenly a magical shield appears to protect you. That shield is God's peace. It's a feeling that says, "Hey, I got this. You're safe with me." The Bible promises this kind of peace that's so awesome. It's like having a personal bodyguard for your heart and mind. So, when you feel that calm, peaceful vibe that doesn't make much sense considering what's happening, it's like God is giving you a thumbs up, saying, "You're on the right path, my friend." Imagine you're in the middle of a storm, but instead of feeling scared, there's this magical calmness surrounding you. That's what God's peace is like. It's not just any calm. It's like a superhero calm that shows up when things get crazy. The Bible talks about it, saying it's a peace that's so amazing, it's like a secret weapon against worry and stress. Think of it as having a cozy, invisible shield that pops up around you. Even though the world might be chaotic, the shield, or peace, keeps you feeling safe and okay. It's like God saying, "I've got your back, no matter what's going on." So, when you notice this peaceful feeling that doesn't really match the chaos outside, it's like God's way of giving you a big smile and saying, "You're doing great on this path I've set for you." It's a special sign that you're not alone, and you're heading in the direction God wants you to go. Fruitful endeavors in God's favor. Ever notice when good things happen because of what you've been doing? It's like planting seeds, and suddenly, you see beautiful flowers growing. Well, the Bible talks about this too, not the flowers, but the idea that when you do good stuff, good things come your way. It's like having a friend who always has your back. Imagine you're playing a game, and every time you do something awesome, you get special power-ups. That's a bit like how God's favor works. When you follow His ways, it's like earning these cool power-ups in the game of life. The Bible calls these power-ups the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and a bunch more. So, when you see good things happening because of the good stuff you've been up to, it's like God giving you a high five. It's His way of saying, "Keep it up. You're on the right path, and I'm cheering you on." It's like finding golden stars in the game of life. Divinely orchestrated connections. You ever meet people who feel like they're sent your way for a reason? It's like having teammates in a game who make you better. Well, God does that too. He brings special people into your life who help you grow and keep you on the right track. Imagine you're playing a game, and you meet characters who give you super helpful tips. These characters become your friends and make the game more fun. In real life, it's a bit like that. God sends people your way who guide you, inspire you, and make your journey more exciting. So, when you have awesome friends who lift you up and help you be your best self, it's like God saying, "See, I've got your back, and these friends are here to support you. You're definitely on the right path, my friend." It's like finding the perfect teammates for your life adventure, purposeful challenges, and growth. You ever face tough times that make you think, "Why is this happening?" Well, God might be using those challenges to help you grow, like getting stronger in a game after facing tough levels. It's not about making things hard for you, but about building your skills and character. Imagine you're playing a game, and every level gets a bit trickier. Each challenge you face helps your character become better and more capable. In life, God does something similar. The Bible says facing tough times can make you wiser and stronger. So, when you're going through something hard, and you come out the other side with more wisdom and strength, it's like God saying, "You did it. You're growing, and I'm with you every step. You're absolutely on the right path, my friend." It's like leveling up in the game of life. All right, imagine you're at the end of a really cool adventure movie. You've faced challenges, met amazing characters, and now you're at the closing scene. So, in this journey we've been on, discovering signs that tell us we're on the right path is like finding hidden treasures in the story of our lives. Remember the Bible we talked about earlier? It's like our guidebook for this adventure. When we follow it, it's like having a magical map that leads us to the best spots. The peace we feel, the good things happening, the awesome friends we meet, and even the tough times, they're all part of this grand adventure. So, if you ever wonder if you're on the right path, just look for these signs. The Bible guiding you, the peace that makes no sense, the good things growing around you, the fantastic friends supporting you, and even the challenges that make you stronger. It's like God giving you a big thumbs up, saying, "You're doing great. Keep going on this adventure, and I'm right here with you." So, as the credits roll in the movie of your life, know that you're on a path filled with purpose, growth, and the approval of the greatest director of all, God Himself. Keep smiling, keep going, and remember, you're absolutely on the right path.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.